Once a week, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District. We have Janet Parker joining us. She is the public information officer for York Schools. And good morning to you, Janet.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
We're getting through the school year. Spring break is right around the corner.
I know. You would think spring break is here, but then this little cold snap this morning. I was like, what is this?
I think Ashley said it better. This is the time of the season, and you know this, working in South Carolina. In March, you basically get four seasons in a day.
All of it.
Or a week, for sure.
Layer up. You never know. But yeah, I know the kids are very excited about spring break coming up.
As are the adults.
I'm sure. They need that break. Yeah. They're ready for it.
And we just had our intercession a couple of weeks ago in February.
Yes.
But we do need breaks.
We do.
We go hard and we go fast in the classroom, so it is nice for a little R&R.
Sure.
Well, Jen is going to give us the headlines coming from the York School District. We're going to start with a really big headline. You officially broke ground, which means construction is underway for the district's second middle school.
Yes, White Hill Middle School. We officially broke ground last week, and we're really excited about the show of support for that. We had a little over 100 people in attendance for that groundbreaking. So construction is happening. If you're riding down Old York Road and you see all these trucks and construction, that is what's happening. So we're really, really excited about that. Set to open next summer.
Boy, so that will open for the 2027-2028
school year. Yes.
And this is your second middle school.
Correct. York Middle School will still be there. So that just shows you, you know, the growth that's happening in York. So we'll have two middle schools.
And the school is so modern looking, as you would expect, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe compared to the other school buildings in the York School District, this one's very modern.
It's very. It's going to be very sleek and, you know, very inviting for students. It will definitely be a different, you know, site in York, but we're just excited about, you know, the new beginning and what we'll bring for students.
I like the word sleek.
I know.
That is very good.
Yes, that is great. That is good. And like you mentioned, you know, this is a great problem to have.
Yes.
Not that it's a problem, you know, but it just shows the sign of growth. So it's very exciting.
Want to keep the class size manageable.
Exactly.
And you don't want to overwork our teachers. And so if you can break off and have two middle schools, and listen, a little bit of rivalry is pretty good.
Yeah,
exactly.
We like
it's
that.
Healthy.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
It is healthy.
Yeah. You
need to have that. So how many schools will this make now for the York School?
So that'll
district?
Be 11 total.
11
okay.
total.
Yeah, because we have 10 right now.
All right. Also, the Connector Circle. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm very excited about the Connector Circle. We just launched it maybe about a month ago. It's basically just a partnership between the school district and businesses throughout the county. So some people may be familiar with like the Golden Apple Club of Rock Hill. So similar there with York, just allowing businesses to offer some type of discount to our employees and our teachers. So, you know, it works hand in hand. The business gets an incentive of, you know, getting this exposure to our 750 employees. But then our employees also get the benefit of whatever discount that looks like for, you know, businesses. And we've already had about 13 businesses sign up. So we want more. So please sign up. All the information's on our website. But yeah, very excited about that. And some businesses, you know, went in and just kind of talking with them and they were like, well, we kind of already, you know, do this for educators and teachers. And I was like, great. Kind of reminded me of church. It's like, so we've been dating. Now let's get married.
let's do it.
You've been dating us. You've been visiting. Let's make it official now. Let's bring you into the circle. So
that's great.
And slap a sticker on the
window. Exactly. Yeah. And then you get a cool little decal.
Cool.
Yeah,
right
in your business window, storefront. So yeah,
that's great.
All right, so recruiting businesses to be part of the Connector Circle. And again, to your point, you give whatever discounts available. And then you get, I would like to think you get built-in customers.
1,000%.
Because those teachers, educators, faculty, and staff will most likely go to visit those places. If they get a 10, 15, 20, 30%, however much off, they'd be more inclined to do so if that's the case.
Correct.
And, you know, the teachers need it. I mean, I know the school districts advocate for as much funding as you can, but it comes from Columbia. And so your foundations and your business community, they pick up the slack there, the lack of.
Yeah.
And so they really pour into our schools. So congratulations
Absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
And be part of the Connectors. And again, this York Connectors, this is across the county.
Correct. Not just York. Like we want local businesses, small businesses across York County if you want to be a part, for sure.
Which makes sense because some folks might live in another city, but they work in the York School District, which is fine.
Exactly.
We like that.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got Oysters for an Ag event benefiting the Western York County Ag Arena.
And now you're speaking my language.
That two times.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we love the Western York County Ag Arena. This is something that has been a dream And now it's a reality, really a reality. It's very close to happening.
Yes.
But we're still raising funds, still raising awareness. And so we're going to have an oyster roast.
Yes. Okay. Oyster roast happening this Saturday. So spring, please spring for us. So yes, oyster roast. There'll be oysters, shrimp, live music, cash bar. And like you said, all the benefits will go to the Western York County Ag Arena. And this is put on by the York School District 1 Education Foundation. They have been so helpful and generous to us. It's going to be at Yorkville Marketplace, which is very cool. There's a new space back there. If you haven't been, 1786, nice little pizza spot. It's really nice, like local area. So come out if you haven't gotten a ticket. Now's the time. You got a few days. If you haven't made plans for this weekend, I got some plans for you. So yeah.
And the Ag Arena is progressing as well. Yes. And the target date for that to be open and available?
This fall.
Wow.
This fall. And listen, we've said this before, but like if you're driving by and you're like, there's not a lot going on. It is a manufactured building. Like it's coming on site. Mm-hmm. So it's being built kind of like off site, the parts, and then it'll come in and then they'll build it. So once all the parts are ready, you'll see it go up very fast. Quick.
I'm so glad you said that because that people could be scratching their heads saying like, I thought this was happening.
Exactly.
So if it's being built off site and it's being moved on, but hey, this is going to be a game changer. I mean, March is York County Ag Month. Mm-hmm. And so we had some kids recently show their swine and I think they had to travel to Spartanburg, but in the future, in the years to come, these students won't have to travel. They'll stay right here in this area to do so, which is going to be a really big game changer
for these
young
people. We'll be able to bring other people from
all over. Yeah, I know our 4-H students and our FFA students, I know they are so excited about this. But like you said, Ashley, like this is for everyone to come in and now see what York has to offer versus our students having to go elsewhere.
For those students, it's like their football field. What the football field is to the football players, for the these ag students, it's just like that. It's their home court. Mm-hmm. And they who doesn't want to play on their home court? Mm-hmm. And it's something to be proud of, which is fantastic.
1,000%.
All right. Yeah. And Family Literacy Night Under the Lights.
Yes, I love this event. We're about a month out for this. So it is going to be a family fun event. Bring your little ones. We're going to do some reading out on the football field at York Comprehensive High School under the Friday night lights, so we like to say. It's on a weekend. But yeah, it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of reading and some Reader Olympics. Now we're going to have educators in inflatable costumes from their favorite characters of their favorite books. It's going to be really exciting. We'll have some food trucks out there. Our football players and student organizations will be involved to, you know, kind of read with the little ones. And I love this because we're heading into like graduation season. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that crown to cradle, if you know, cap to cradle type thing, and that handoff of the next generation and reading together. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
So what's the date, time, location?
So for that one, it is April 23rd, and the time is 5:30 to 7:30. Okay. So
right there at the
great little evening time for you.
At your comprehensive high school. Gorgeous field, too, by the way.
My goodness, what are you talking about?
So nice.
And you don't have to worry about sitting in the grass and being itchy because
it's nice new AstroTurf.
Synthetic turf or whatever it is, so you're going to be good to go.
Yeah. So come out, grab a blanket, grab your kids.
And it's a great way just to see, you know, school staff and your administrators and your teachers kind of in not that they're
different
not fun
element.
In the classroom, but this is like a lot of fun.
Exactly.
You know, you're out in the wild per se.
Listen, I cannot wait to see these inflatable costumes.
Yeah.
That's going to be hilarious. So be on the lookout for some photos from that too.
And videos, hopefully.
And videos, yes.
Awesome. All right. Her name's Janet Parker. She's the public information officer for the York School District. As always, Janet, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all for having me.